Inside Mac.
For Thursday, August 24th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Sony to lose close to $300 million thanks to the recent battery recalls. More couples are saying no to DJs and yes to iPods. And speaking of no to DJs, Dell says no to its DJ Diddy. Last week, Dell recalled over 4 million batteries because of problems with the batteries overheating and occasionally burning up. Apple is now in the same boat as the company is recalling 1.8 million battery packs for its iBook and PowerBook notebook computers. CNN reports that the cells in the lithium-ion batteries in the iBook G4 and PowerBook G4 computers were produced by Sony, and according to an Apple spokesman, the recall will not have an impact on Apple's finances. The company said the recall affected 1.1 million notebook batteries in the U.S. and 700,000 batteries abroad. Recently, Apple discovered that the Sony batteries and PowerPC-based iBooks and PowerBooks didn't meet their standard, and the company said that no Intel-based Mac notebooks were affected by the battery issue. Sony, who makes about 25% of the world's lithium-ion batteries, will feel the effect, however, as the recent recalls from both Dell and Apple will cost between $172 million to $258 million. Consumer safety officials have announced recently that they will look for potential hazards in laptops of all makers that use the Sony batteries. As for Apple, Steve Baker of NPD Group said since Apple was proactive in doing this immediately on the heels of the Dell recall, any negative impact on their brand or sales outlook will really be small. He said the more important issue is how the company takes responsibility for the problem and tries to make things right, and I think they're doing a good job of that. Apple consumers with effective products should stop using the recalled batteries immediately and contact Apple for a replacement battery free of charge. Couples are finding a new way to save money on weddings these days. Enter the iPod. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, instead of paying a DJ for the wedding reception, couples are choosing the songs themselves and programming the music into iPods. In fact, agencies who book DJs for weddings have recently started to rent out iPods programmed with wedding music, and a few DJs have said that they're beginning to feel a little threatened. According to the report, many DJs fear this new music system isn't a fad, calling iPods the downfall of the DJ industry. The DJs are saying the convenience of the iPod is no match for a DJ. They can think on the fly and make adjustments, something an iPod just can't do. On the other hand, what used to cost up to $800 to $4,000 now costs an average of $150 for amplifiers and sound system rentals. With the rising price in weddings, it looks like the iPod is now the new DJ. Recent surveys have shown that Apple is growing in popularity. The MacBook especially has become the notebook to buy, as sales of Apple's notebooks have been strong this year, with the company's share of the U.S. notebook marketing doubling to 12% during the six-month period ending in June. The laptops are so popular, in fact, Apple is trying to keep up with demand. Customers who custom configured their systems with added memory and hard drive space are reporting delays up to 2 weeks when they first placed their orders. During a recent conference call, Apple executives said that despite shipping as many units as it could during the spring, the company still ended its June quarter with backlog. They do anticipate reaching the supply and demand balance on the notebooks by the end of September. Coming up, a university in Florida has figured out a way to increase their student population. I'll tell you about it when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey, Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor.
Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Sonic Impact has revealed the Video 55, a cradle designed for Apple's fifth-generation iPod that turns the device into an all-in-one media player. According to MacNN, it uses a dock connector attachment that is mounted in the base of the unit, outputting video to a 7-inch LCD display as well as stereo speakers. Users can close the system with the iPod inside to securely transport the player, and it supports up to 3 hours of video playback using its own lithium-ion battery. The device can plug into a 12-volt car cigarette lighter or home wall outlet for power. Sonic Impact's Video 55 cradle will be ready for shipment by September, and it'll cost $300 US. There is now one less player taking aim at the mighty iPod. It's official. Dell has pulled sales of the DJ Diddy on its website. In fact, the PC purveyor will throw in the towel on any further development of music players, reported one company spokesman on Wednesday. You'll recall it was roughly a year ago that Dell had high hopes for DJ Diddy's monochrome display and Windows Media formatting, taking a bite out of Apple's iPod Shuffle, promising nearly twice the song capacity of the comparable iPod. Even at $99, this DJ didn't play in the public MP3 pool. Its detractors said it was hard to use. Dell spokesman Venancio Figueroa said, "We want to tighten our computer product focus, and we believe we can do that with PCs, TVs, and printers. You can still get a music player with Dell on the label. However, those units will be manufactured by the likes of SanDisk, Samsung, Creative, and iRiver America." The Ringling School of Art and Design in Florida is handing out MacBooks to all of their incoming freshmen who are enrolled in the first year in their Core Studio program. Each MacBook includes pre-installed software, including Adobe Creative Suite and Microsoft Office. According to the school, the MacBook was chosen because of its ability to run both Mac OS X and Microsoft Windows. The new MacBooks will be used to help the school integrate technology with learning and to ensure that its student-to-computer ratio of 2-to-1 continues. The laptops are free of charge, but they must be returned upon graduation or if the student drops out. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.